निमंत्रित मैं कौन निमंत्रित हाँ बिल्कुल बोलो Yesterday we spoke about how to make schism. Today we will enter about the leader, the leader of schism. So today we will read about how other monks who support the leader, the followers of him, they also can fall into some of these aspects.
分裂僧团，然后今天我们讲那个随顺分裂僧团。
So then, as we know, Devadatta was not alone. He had friends. Also, their names are very strange, difficult to remember. Kokalika, Kokalika, Katamodakatisako, Kanda Devia, Samudato,
Samudatta.
Yes. So, difficult names to remember. So, all these friends, very close friends, it means, disciples, chief disciples.
他们是一个他们是差不多是不读的然后他有四大弟子其实大弟子里面这个戒律口是大纲里面第十一条僧团的那个十七要素分析表里边就是那个就像一家亮无家力然后那个千头皮叶子和那个搜狐特达这四个人这四个人里面我是从那个梁四那个瑜伽园跑的那个一窝都在里边有一个一样但是那我这里边已经放了八里但是跟一般里边差不多
Now, when the regular monks, regular monks means the Buddha's disciples, They will tell how Devadatta can do like that to make Sangha better. So these, his friends, chief disciples, Bokalika in the word, they protested. They tell, don't tell like that. So then Devadatta is Dhammavadi, Vinayavadi. He knows what he tells. He's, so we also give our consent to Devadatta. We like whatever he preaches.
然后那个提婆达多他那个提出那个破格僧在这儿就是在咱们寺院里边留步那些那个破格僧那些一支部分佛陀的其他那些正直弟子都责备他，就是说提婆达多怎么可以这样干，就是破格僧。然后提婆达多这四大弟子呢就提出抗议，说提婆达多那个是说法者说律者，他知道他是要干什么，然后我们也支持提婆达多。
In that case, if the monks, the other the Buddhist disciples, they come to the Sima and they admonish them up to three times, and they don't give up the view, don't give up the, as called, the ideas, they give up their support. So that is what these monks get from the Sangha system.
然后佛陀这些弟子们，这四个人还是不放弃他们的观点，所以他们就这样创始了这条戒。
So therefore now you can read this rule aloud for them to understand some points from the rule because they are more detailed in the
rule.
据说们，请不要说那位比库的任何事情。那位比库是法说者，那位比库是律说者，那位比库需我们所欲或所喜乐而说，他知我们而说，那是我们所认可的。比库们因如此劝告那些比库，请据说们不要如此说。那个比库不是法说者，那个比库也不是律说者。据说们，也不要喜乐于分裂三分。据说们，请以现在合格。苛刻的僧团确实是欢喜无争，同意颂安乐而住的。当比库们如此劝告那些比库时，若他们仍然坚持。
So therefore now, regarding the first Sangha Disesa and Sangha Beda and the second Sangha Beda, these two rules, this is only one difference that they are supporters of Devadatta who also make an effort for Sangha Beda. They did not make the Sangha Beda themselves, but they support it. And they make effort for that. So, that is the difference. It's not the leader, it are actually his disciples, the pupils, who support the leader.
这条戒的各个要素和上一条有唯一的不同，就是说，上一条是努力于分裂僧团，那这条是努力于随顺分裂僧团，就是说上一条那个分裂僧团是领导者，这一条是那个分裂僧团支持者、追随者。
So then, therefore, now the factors are slightly only the first factor. It is different. Could support the leader, the schismatic leader. And, but the rest are the same. The rest work for the same.
I have to adjust this.
You told?
Yeah.
Faster than me.
because you're following the orders.
Then, all right. So then Salu, you see the 17 ways of analyzing the rule.
Almost the same.
Are the same, no? Yeah. But we have to mention that actually this Sangati Sesas, these last four Sangati Sesas we are going to study now, they are called Yavat Dhyaka, which means up to the third time admonition. So then only they come to the culmination of Sangati Sesas. If there is no admonition there, still this monk should not fall into Sangati Sesas.
If there is no admission, there is no offense at all.
So then there is no offense at all because they did it and nobody cares. We don't know what is offense. We have to check. There are maybe dukkhatas or tulachayas, but no. They are not offenses because the nyati, the dukkhatis and nyati. Okay, you tell me.
我们是这样我们最后学第十第十一第十二第十三这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 together.
There is nothing more to explain here. Yeah? We cover all points, no?
Yes.
All right. Now we'll go to the, up to now, any questions? Because we are going to go to the next room.
So he's asking that since the first Sangha is only possible to be done by Devadatta, another Devadatta has already passed away. So the second Sangha is also not possible now.
Sangha Bhadeva? Yes, Sangha Bhadeva, you can't go. That's why I told them in the beginning. Now we are don't studying this rule just to know, as called, that it's possible in the future Sangha Bhadeva will take place, but to study it because some people misrepresent this rule, misinterpret this rule, and think just because there is a small quarrel inside the Vihara and so forth, some monks they leave the Vihara, so that's called Sangha Bhadeva.
而这个，再强调一遍，就是我们学这个第十条跟第十条这两条，并不是因为他们有可能发生，而是因为就是我们要离离离离离离，而不是让其他人像像像人误会这条，就随便其他人玩，完全有什么争吵，然后就说这是因为不是那么回事。They
tell that this monks are going to go to hell because like Devadatta because they make Sangha Veda. And they blame these monks as well, which is wrong. Now monks means we make the small quarrel, then they go away.
然后他是因为有些人一开始那里边学生场，然后就开始说这个，你看你们破格僧，你们现在学完那个提婆达多一样下地狱，然后现在这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样 你能具体解释什么叫小团体？
小团体里面呢，就几个人比较要好的，还有几个人表演消息前学校呢，几个要好在一起的，几个要好在一起，几个要好在一起的，别人来你才能说话，就是这样小团体。
就是不跟小团体成员说话，是吧？就这个意思。
但这个就是自己管自己的团体。
但是我知道你的团体具体的活动是什么，你的这个团体组织内容是什么？
没有活动，就平时聚在一起，这几个人四五个人聚在一起说的话，其他人说的。
就不跟其他人说，还是说其他人也可以加入？
其他家人也不说的，反正就是那种学校里的类似
酒吧的
显示声光那种感觉。明白，就四五个，他们聚在一起，但不管做什么，他们五个聚在一起，看到一个就看到其他三个、四个，这种算。
应该是不算，但我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that, so in the Sangha community, in the Sangha community, you can find some small groups of monks. So whatever they do, they are always together.
In which place?
No, pardon?
Which place?
No, just for in general, as an example. He tells that in Sangha communities, in many communities, you can see.
Communities,
yes, in many communities, you can see that monks are often in small groups. So whatever they do, this particular group of monks, they always come together. They work together, study together, do everything together, something like that.
Yes.
So he's asking that, will these monks fall into any offense by doing like that?
We explained yesterday, actually, they don't fulfill all the conditions for the Sangha Bell. So then, they make a split. Split means because they might dislike other monks. Who study the Vinaya and tell you Vinaya is not necessary to study, and they go to different monastery. They do other things. For example, they make all ceremonies for the lay people to make decorations and chetiyas and all these things.
Okay.
And they don't care about Vinaya, like Siam Nikaya monks, for example. So then, but they go away from the monastery, they go build another monastery, and they do all these kind of silly things.
Mm.
So then, we don't care about them.
Mm.
It is not a Sangha Beda.
Mm.
It is just a they leave the monastery, they don't trouble them inside the monastery, they don't make a separate oposata inside the monastery. Like that.
张老师这个问题昨天已经解释过，就比方说昨天那个例子，就是说像有一帮人离开这层团，然后他们自己建一个寺庙，自己做自己的事情。这种如果他们的寺庙都没有做有什么任何破戒的事情，那这个都不算犯戒。那但是他们什么是犯戒？他们的寺院不按戒律做事，比方说输钱那个人，那才算犯戒。然后这个也是一样。这个就是说，如果你们这个小团体里边做任何犯戒事情，就是你们这帮人根本不守戒律，那你们按不守戒律治你们罪。但是就是执行小团体这个不犯戒。
Now, because now in Buddhism it is the idea behind is that everyone is the owner of its own karma.
Okay.
So therefore, there is some tolerance. Tolerance in the sense that, okay, if you have to be punished, you have to be punished by your karma. You do bad karma, so you will get the results. So we don't need to punish you. We don't need to be the judges and the persecutors and the torturers of your life. So in that case, there is no any such persecutions and fightings in the monastery and so forth, and quarrels in such extent so that it would be physical violence. By try to correct other monks. So, in other religion, of course, if they are deviants, somebody does something which is not according to their religion, they will be punished, even tortured, even burnt alive. So there are no such things here because this is the belief on karma.
佛教里边相信那个自业自受，就是你自己造的业，果报在你自己身上。所以就是在佛教僧团里边有一种人，如果说你自己造什么恶业，那最终果报由你自己来承受，而其他人不需要做你的法官，也不需要做你的行刑者，就是说不需要对你进行这个各种各样的折磨，使用暴力或者来纠正你的行为，不像在其他宗教里边对你进行那个折磨、火刑啊这些东西。
So now we can't control now. Other monks who we know now, for example, Siam Nikaya monks, they do all kinds of things. They are like lay people in robes.
Okay.
And some of them, they become more rich than we have been in lay life.
Okay.
After becoming monks, they become millionaires. So we just look and don't say anything. You don't want to quarrel with them and so forth, persecute them because they break the Vinaya rules. Oh no, they break the Vinaya rules all the time. They are called Abhinha Apatikas. Abhinha Apatikas. Abhinha Apatikas means they are called permanent at Abhinhan school, permanent school offenders. Permanent offenders. But we're not going to persecute them and this what and attack them as well.
Mm-hmm. 现在罗派怎么就出现人，就是穿那个就黄色家还那那那那派的就出现人，就是这派的有些人简直就跟穿越家还就是一样，就是有些人出了家以后比在家是变得更富有，出来变成百万富翁，然后这个，然后他说像这种情况，我们也只是看着，不会去公开做任何批评，因为他是他人的意思，就是自己也自受，就让这些人实际上也是有酒的犯戒者，但是我们也只是看着，不需要对他们做任何批评。
So now to the Vinaya, there are two kinds of Nikayas. Now, because now we have Nikayas now, in Sri Lanka we have Nikayas, in Burma we have Nikayas, in Thailand we have Nikayas. Mm-hmm. And in Sri Lanka maybe about five Nikayas.
Okay? Sri Lanka only four Nikayas.
Five, because Svechi Nikaya is also...
Svechi Nikaya belongs to Amara Pura.
I don't know how they are registered, Adambarapuri, but they are separate Svechi Nikaya.
Okay.
Okay. So therefore now, anyway now we have so many Nikayas. Here we have good many Nikayas and so on. But according to the Vinaya, actually we have two Nikayas.
Okay.
Okay, I will explain what's two. Mm-hmm. You can tell, otherwise too long.
Mm-hmm.
张老师说那个，那个什么，就是说目前那个四叶联法佛教里边分为五派，然后这个派的，然后这个派呢，然后在巴黎里边叫做那个尼科耶，然后但是但然后然后就是然后然后张老师说这个尼科耶这个词呢，在那个在巴黎里边就有两个意思，然后张老师给大家解释。So now many people they regard this Nikayas Sangha-Veda like split, the Sangha is split like that, Sangha-Veda, but they are not Sangha-Veda. So, one point. Second point is now, as I told according to the Vinaya, they actually, the two Nikayas called Apati Nikaya, Anapati Nikaya.
Okay.
Apati Nikaya is called the Nikaya which monks fall into offenses.
Mm-hmm.
And Anapati Nikaya which monks do not fall into offenses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. 许多人把这种派和派之间差别解释成那个宋三分裂，这是正确，这不对，这个不能算是那个宋三分裂。他说那个派呢，或者说你尼科耶这个词，那个在律藏里边细分为两类，一种叫做有罪尼科耶，另外一种叫无罪尼科耶，就是那个有罪尼科耶说是就是这派里边的人那个经常犯戒。
然后就是那个有罪尼可以，然后无罪尼可以就这样下来，就他们好好好持守清净戒律，他们不犯罪，要无罪尼可以。那大乘可以，那算是佛教，大乘密乘的话，如果这个我心里就有个底。So
he's asking that.
那最好不要弄这个东西。So
he's asking that is Mahayana or Tantrayana considered as some kind of nikaya or not?
No, they are not regarded as Nikaya according to the Theravada classification. Mahayana monks are not regarded as bhikkhus, not as bhikkhus. Bhikkhus means not as monks, as monks in the sense that because their ordination is not according to the Vinaya standards. Ordination is not. Because we start from the ordination, how a monk has been ordained.
Mm-hmm.
If he is ordained according to the Theravada Vinaya procedures, then he is a monk.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is not ordained according to this procedure, he is not a monk. Therefore, we started from the Upasambhata, how the Upasambhata takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, any Mahayana monk who claims that he is a bhikshu, bhikkhu, and he has not been ordained according to the Theravada procedures, he is not a bhikkhu.
Uh-huh.
And Mahayana monks don't follow the Vinaya procedure according to the Theravada texts. They have their own Mahayana texts to make the procedure of Upasamhata. They read different texts.
Mm-hmm.
They use different texts, different language.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore they are not regarded as bhikkhus. And now, if a bhikkhu is not a bhikkhu, he can't. If he ordains a samanera, that samanera is not ordained. Because the samanera ordination, I think, is different.
So what is the source of this? I mean, a Mahayana monk is not considered as bhikkhus?
This was?
Yes.
This also is from the Upasamhara ceremony. This is how this ceremony is conducted. See the how it is called Upasamhara ceremony of Theravada monks. See also the Upasamhara ceremony of Mahayana monks. So it is completely different. So now from the Theravada point of view, we see that if the ceremony is not conducted on the divine procedures laid down by the Pali canon, so that means it's invalid. Now Sima, Sima Sampati, Bukala Sampati are five Sampatis. So they are not fulfilled. All are the Patis. So therefore the Upasamhara is not valid. Even Theravada monks who conduct a ceremony which is not according to Sampatis, five Sampatis, that ceremony is not valid, the Upasamhara is not valid, that bhikkhu who is being ordained is not valid. So let alone a scholar or Mahayana monks who don't fulfill even one of these conditions.
他说那个按照上座部分那法的话，他们应该是他们是不成为一派的，因为他们那个出家的那个仪式，因为他们出家仪式，包括他们大圣仪式，就是在大学二是大圣仪式，他们那个对对在上座部分来讲，看可能不如法，就是说他们用的那个程序是不同的，然后用的语言是不同的，然后文本也是不同的，所以说按照那个。 上座部来那个讲那个达上几种成就来讲，他们都没有实现，达上几种成就都没有实现，所以达上即使如果是无相的比丘身份也是无效的，所以不管他们视作是那个上座部里边的一派，然后那个他说不过不仅也其实也不一定这样，就是上座部的其实上座部那个比丘，如果说他那个达上一世他不那个那没有实现那个达上一世的那里边几种成就的话。 他比丘身份也是无效。然后如果比丘身份无效，然后这个比丘在剃度上面，那上面身份也是无效。
You told him all, even Theravada monks, if they don't conduct,
I told him all.
So, therefore now, these are the two Nikayas, according to the Vinaya text, Apati Nikaya or Anapati Nikaya. Even if monks take it proper ordination, so, I told him, but then they don't care about the Vinaya rules. They break them. They just want to abolish many rules. It is a trouble for them, the old vineyard. They belong to the Apati Nikaya. Whether they are Sveti Nikaya, Amarapura, Ramanikaya, and all this about, they are Apati Nikaya monks. So other monks who follow the rules, they try. We know also in Amarapura Nikaya, there are monks who follow. In Sveti Nikaya, there are monks who follow. So there were good teachers in Sveti Nikaya, vineyard teachers, who actually taught the disciples how to follow the Vinaya. They are not classifying matters. Sveti Nikaya, you will classify according to the Vinaya, according to the Anapati Nikaya. Anapati, they are non-offenders. They are non-offenders. They belong to the sect of non-offenders. Others belong to the sect of offenders.
不管你是属于这个这个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 有一些比较好的戒律老师，然后如果这些比库就是在他妈的在他老师家好好学习，要进士有戒律，他们一样是属于无罪派。
You want to ask a question? He's waiting. 刚才
讲现在这个时代内获胜是不可能的事。
对，
我想请问一下，如果有一个僧团，他们其中有一个人提出达里班提出的推广，说我们要把一个女的变成比库尼，然后在这中间有很多人支持，就觉得好像女权要恢复这样，然后他们那个有了这样，就这几个都满足了，然后最后他们在那个同一个界场，还真的为女人进行那个
那这是否构成了过失？其实他昨天问了非常类似的问题，他没有说是为名，就是说一个人在僧团里边，然后那个现在一个人什么原因，然后僧团里边那个就举行干嘛，然后满足他说了四个条件，然后那个就是这个什么样，然后那边是就是那个破僧，但当时是满足破僧，但是那个你们答案四个条件是非常难的，你还记得吗？
就刚才讲这个实际操作性就在那个地方，
对，
就是因为就这样把那个问题简单化一点，就是刚才说的，是因为那个现代破僧是不可能的事，就是因为它的概率性几乎就是
就是非常难，就是说那完成了几个或者实际操作非常难
啊。就
那你这个你觉得对他这个还有什么不同意？
我就想那个再确认一下，就是现在那个破僧几乎是不可能的原因，就是在于那个实际操作性是几乎就是为零的实施，就是这样说。
So he's asking that, the reason why in modern times the Sangha is impossible is that
it is possible.
It is impossible. The reason why it is impossible is that the practical difficulties to fulfill all the four steps of Sangha Veda. Is that true?
Yes, that is the reason.
That is the reason.
Yeah.
It is very, very difficult to fulfill all the four steps.
Yeah. Like that. And another thing, there is no person like Devadatta who can push things so hard to make the Sangha better. Because now, so then you need actually a very, because he was evil-minded. He knew he was aiming for leadership, no? Mm-hmm. Leadership of the Sangha. Mm-hmm. He wants even to make the Buddha give up his leadership. That's why he wanted to kill the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could not succeed. And he tried to do the last attempt now to defame the Buddha, to make him look ridiculous in front of other people. So this is why actually there is no monk who can do that. That's called, because it is a very akusala force he used in order to do all these things, even to kill the Buddha. And Sangha, he knew that this point he put across,
mm-hmm.
the Buddha is never going to accept. He himself never practiced these things. So then, but he wants just to provoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's just provocation.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and nowadays we don't have such a monk who can do such things.
他说那个除了祖先说的那几天时间，那个现实操作中的困难之外，还有就是你现在找不到像一个那个奇葩大都这样的人，就是说他是以非常邪恶的心，他想去跟那佛陀争夺领导权，然后他这种欲望如此之强，以至于他想要杀死佛陀，然后杀死佛陀不成，他才想去那个去分裂僧团，然后在分裂僧团过程中，他以他这种欲望去推进，然后那个使得所有故事都完成了。他说现在找不出一个这样的人。
So now I must tell you the story. How Devadatta got such enmity, and hatred towards the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is not in this life itself,
mm-hmm.
it comes from past life. You don't like, you don't know the story?
你们知道那个故事吗？
就是那个两个商人收购那个
金碗，
我不知道当时
收购什么
金碗，就是收购金碗，有一个人要卖金碗，然后
金碗是吗？
金碗
是
吗？
啊，
我不知道当时是不是两个人，但我知道有
这个。He said, they say two merchants.
Yes, the story was the two merchants. You know?
你们都听过这个故事，你们俩听过这个故事。
You
all know
this. This is how it started. Now, okay, but another point is to be remembered that now Devadatta, he might be being good with others.
He might what?
A good person with others.
Oh, okay.
But very...I call evil person towards Buddha. So whenever they, he will meet him in the school, from life to life, he will try to attack him, to trouble him, and so on. So even this third life, he tried to kill him, to trouble the Buddha, because of this enmity. But with other people, he will be fine. He will help other people, he will make donations, sometimes he will build a donation hall for all people to come get free food, free accommodation, and so forth. So he fulfilled his paramis also. fulfilled paramis.
So is there any later accounts that Devadatta has done some donations or something?
Yeah, there is one Jataka story at least. We know.
Okay.
So then he will be good with other people and he will fulfill paramis. Otherwise, you can't get jhanas, you can't get sahi powers. So then, by not having some kusala karma to support you. And he did this kusala karma. And then, in the future, as the Buddha predicted, he is going to become a Pachika Buddha. So, therefore, he had these things, but the only thing is, when he will meet the Buddha, he will not restrain his hatred. Okay, he, because of that kusala karma, actually, now he suffers in hell. And he suffered a lot, many other lives he suffered. This is how, because enmity, hatred towards one person can spoil one's good karma.
Mm-hmm. 他对其他人其实未必有这个什么坏，他只是对佛特别坏而已。然后那个，但是那个，这个事儿是因为那个提婆达多他生时是都跟佛有仇恨，然后一见佛就攻击色难，然后这样，然后但是他并不仅仅是有这种不善业，但是你看在本身故事里边，很明确提到这个提婆达多的前世里边做了布施，然后等各种各样的巴拉蜜，各种各样的善业。 也正是因为有这些巴拉蜜和善业，就是最后他的这一生，他能得到那个，才能证得那个禅达的神通。然后那个佛陀本人也受集他的，就是他将来一定会那个成为辟支佛。他只不过因为他那个他过去生的是积累这种不善业，就是一见佛现就以身现形，就是这种不善业。所以才使得就是生生世世都因为这个受了很多苦，也包括这一世最终都落地狱里边。所以从这个故事我们也看到，就是说。
对一个人的嗔恨心，而是怎样可以破坏我们所积累的那个善业。Okay, we are going now to the second, to other route, to the next route, to Baccha Sikapada, about how a monk can be stubborn. Stubborn and willful.
So his question is that, do you know after how long time that Devadatta will become a Pachika Buddha? So it's one cup or two cups, he's asking.
I have to see. This information comes. In a kappa, no?
Huh?
I don't know. This comes from the commentaries, I think so.
One kappa.
One kappa. As far as I remember. One kappa.
他说这个，
One more thing to tell you now, is anybody here now, Yane? Out of this Chinese monk or some like foreigner who got ordination, Mahayana ordination, and after he become Theravada. Is anybody who knows how the Mahayana ordination is conducted? What is the procedure is?
Among the group of these monks, these monks, no, but previously there's one Bhikkhu with glasses, can you remember? He got no higher ordination. He got, and also before you know the monk with the broken finger, he also got Mahayana ordination.
Yourself, you don't know how to conduct how they conduct the ceremony. What are the texts they read? What they?
I know the text. If you want the text, I can translate that part for you. If you want the text.
Translate means
they are not translate the text for you. They have their text. So how to conduct the ordinary ceremony. But I'm not. I think they're not strictly following their text because that text is actually what's called. Dharmagupta Kavina. There is a code called Dharmagupta. So they're actually following the text is from Dharmagupta, but I don't know whether they're strictly following that kind of Vinaya. Because the text is one thing, the practice is another thing.
Yes, this is what I know, because he's now, some they think that all Mahayana sects they do the same. But oh, not the same. There are differences also.
There's a difference.
Practice can be different.
It's not the old, because the old Mahayana is not Mahayana. The old Mahayana is the Dharmagupta is another sect. It's not Mahayana. But the thing is, the Mahayana monks, they don't have their own Vinaya. So they actually take the Vinaya is the text from other sects, which are actually what's called branches of Mahayana, like Sarvastivadins, Dharmagupta, this kind of sects. But they somehow changed the Vinaya practice. For example, they changed what's called the style of the robes, the other things. But in some temples, they're still teaching this kind of Vinaya.
Teaching, but what they're practicing is different. Now, for example, how they appoint the Sima, they don't have such things as well about appointing Sima.
It varies from temple to temple sometimes.
It varies, no?
Yeah, it varies from temple to temple. Because, for example, that a monk with broken finger, the temple that he came from, they practice non-vikara bhojana. That means they only in that monastery they don't eat in the afternoon. But that is not common in other Mahayana monasteries. So it varies from temple to temple. So I cannot say for sure.
Okay.
这个就是在南传出家的时候，像那个战难中间，我只是问那个戒定的问题，有没有其他什么意思？就是断指的话，或者是身体其他地方的一个残缺，还是暂出家？是。
So again, he's asking the same question that I asked you before. So he's asking that the problem of anguishin. Anguishin.
Ah, that means to cut the finger.
Yes, yes. Anguishin is a.
Angulate chin.
Yes, anguishin is an antarayita for Pabaja or Bosam. This I asked you before, but he asked again.
They are not. These people who have this kind of deformities, the body with cut limbs or missing limbs. So, or some other defects, bodily defects, they should not be ordained, that is the thing. But, and the monks who ordain them, they fall into dukkha offense. But once they get ordained, the upasamata is valid.
Yes.
It's valid. Only for the monks who ordain them, it's, they incur offenses, dukkha offenses.
This is
不应该能断除的，也或者都高不断除的这种，他们既不应该给出家，也不应该给出家禅。但是这样，一旦你给了他们出家，给了他们大禅，他们的上面的上面的，上面都是成立。然后，但是给他们出家，给他们大禅的这些，统统放在一边。Only the certain person we mentioned here, they are Baba Bukulas, disqualified completely. Completely disqualified to get any ordination.
只有我们这些是不适合的，那种是打上是不适合，不是那个，比方说犯了无逆罪，然后抽烟没碰烟，然后他本身不kill his mother father and so forth，是completely disqualified。然后那个后面的可以查一个表，he might be perfect in body everything，no missing，but this only thing。
makes him completely disqualified.
对，就是那种犯了忤逆罪，那个人他可能身体软件健康，这是没有任何残缺，但是因为犯了忤逆罪，所以就很不可能得到那个出生。
So then, okay, we will go to the next rule, which has to do with a monk who was dupaccha, means stubborn, and how to deal with him. And if he does not give up his stubbornness, he may fall into sangha disease offense.
然后，下面这个第十二章的恶口性呢，就是说到只是那个很难受劝告，就是说他不接受别人的劝告，不可能接受别人的劝告。
So now I think maybe this is with Chana, no? It's a story with Chana. Now the most stubborn monk in our sasana was Chana.
So,
he was so stubborn actually that the Buddha, before he passed Parinibbana, told Ananda to give him a punishment, Brahmadanda. So, Brahmadanda punishment. So that all the Sangha members should stop talking to him.
他说，因为禅宗这个比库是如此之固执，所以说佛陀在那个涅槃之前曾经告诉阿难尊者，就是说，要让那个僧团那个全体成员，对这个禅宗比库进行那个饭比，就是末比，就是僧团所有成员对这个禅宗比库进行质疑。
Now Chana, like Devadatta, they have been Sakya, from the Sakya family, no? So they were very proud, proud of the Buddha who established Sangha, and they thought, look, we're coming from this family and so forth, and other monks are not coming from our family. Our Buddha is from our family. So they found, he belongs to us, and other monks should obey us. So forth. Where are the, let's call the big shots? Big shot means and others are not. He also tried to put Sariputta down, Moggallana down, and other monks, even Ananda, he would put him down. He will go and accuse other monks for nothing sometimes, get angry with him. So then he had also this kind of tendency like Devadatta.
我这样说，这个禅宗比库呢，他和那个提婆达多一样，也是那个释迦族的人。然后他们也非常为自己这个家庭出身感到骄傲。然后他们现在他也经常说，就是佛陀是我们家的人，佛陀是我们的佛陀。所以说呢，就是那个僧团里边，提婆达比库应该听我们的话，而不是听那个什么舍利弗的那个什么。
So, therefore, he will accuse other monks also if they mean admonishing. He will accuse other monks. And he did not make Sangha better. But he make Sangha troubles. Sangha troubles. So then,
说那个，然后那个其他比库给他们这个建议忠告的时候，然后他不听，然后反过来责难这劝告他的比库。所以说这个禅宗比库虽然没有像提婆达多那样破僧，但是他也在给僧团制造麻烦。
You will tell now, if other monks will admonish him for something, they will tell, you are supposed to admonish me. It is me who are supposed to admonish you. Because the Buddha is from our family. And he is the one who realized the Dhamma. Because he comes from our family. So therefore now you are like rubbish, Yudhir. And he gave the simile, but the other monks, how they are rubbish. I will give the similes.
He
gave two similes. One simile is with the wind.
Okay.
The other simile is with a river.
Okay.
So now, if the wind comes, it takes all branches, kucha, dry, no? Dry leaves, dry branches, and everything mixed together and so forth, like rubbish and so forth. Because it blows everything and so forth, it makes dust and everything and so forth. So then, and he told him, you are like that. You are like rubbish. Like the wind comes and so forth, you came from different families and so on, mixed up. Everything and so forth, you are like rubbish. Like wind took branches and dry leaves and everything, dry sticks, and put them together, you are like that. That is one thing.
然后他们举出第一个比喻就是说，比如说在风吹起来的时候，风会把地上那些那个干燥的那个树枝、叶子、尘土这些东西，从头到脚卷起来，然后混合在一起。他说，你们这些来自于不同家庭的人，就像在风中，被像在风中被卷起来树枝、叶子、尘土一样，就是这样一群垃圾。
Like for example, a cyclone, if there is a cyclone, you can see if it destroys everything and so forth, everything, trees falling down and so forth, everything becomes messy. So he would blame them like you are like that. Messed up with your families and so forth. You are not pure, your family. Our family is pure. We are the pure ones. We come from other families are from lineage and so forth. You are not like that.
他说这个，
the other simile was a river, mountain river. Mountain, a river who comes from the mountain. It washes everything down, it's called. Sometimes all the rubbish, puts it on the road, it carries all the rubbish and so forth, and puts it in the sea. No? Then you can see in the sea, sometimes trees and all kinds of dry grass and so forth, sometimes the sea becomes polluted, because of this rubbish which this mountain river brings down in the sea. So you tell me, you are like that.
他们举出第二个比喻，就是比方说一条发源于山上的河流一样，然后这个河流发源于山上，它会把路上一些垃圾通通都那个简单的河流里边，就比方说树啊、干草啊、尸体什么什么这些东西，然后把这垃圾捡到海里边。他说，你们就像海里边那些垃圾一样，把这个干净大海给污染了。So
now, therefore, the bhikkhus got scared. Whenever Chana will arrive and so forth, then bhikkhus mostly will go to the left, right and so forth, avoid him. Because he will just start accusing him, attacking them.
所以说那个，比库们都被这个铲头比库给吓坏了，所以说呢，基本上铲头比库一走过来，然后比库就躲到一边，因为铲头只要一看他们就开始骂。因为沙利布特诺格兰呢？
You will meet him or somehow on the road and so forth, you may shout to them.
然后，那个，即使舍利弗尊者，不见连尊者，然后那个，那个，就是，铲头比库如果在路上如果遇到他们的话，也会立刻开始对他们进行辱骂。So
now, Alimeli the Buddha told to make that monk who does like that for Sangadesa. But after the monks giving Sangadesa offense, he did not stop. Up to the time the Buddha passed Parinibbana, before passing Parinibbana, he did not stop. So then, and that is why the Buddha told, Ananda told because of now this channel, we have a big problem with him. What to do with him? So, and then the Buddha told to give him Brahmadanda. Brahmadanda is called the highest punishment of stopping talking to him.
然后佛陀看到这种情况，然后又制定了就是这个第十二禅三个内僧啊，但是佛陀知道这件事以后，禅宗还是继续这么干，然后一直到佛陀入灭之前，他还都在这样干，然后在佛陀入灭之前，他之前知道阿难子尊者问佛陀说那个这个禅宗比我们知道这么的麻烦，我们应该怎么办？然后佛陀说这个你，所有人都不要再跟他说话。
So therefore now we must understand that all these Devadatta and Channa, Ananda and who was Mahanama, all this came from the palace. All right. Of course, Ananda, he was not like that. Mahanama was not like that. But these small fellows, Devadatta and Channa was actually the horsekeeper, no? The horsekeeper, the charioter,
yes.
Of the Buddha.
Yes.
So then, and Devadatta had not, he was not a prince like that. He had not high position. So in the Sankhya clan, he had very low position. Therefore, these people who had small position, like Devadatta and Channa, they are the ones who actually had some inferiority complex, and they want to show that they are big. Big shots. And this is the way they behaved, in an evil way. Devadatta tried to make a Sangha better, to kill the Buddha also, because of the jealousy. And Channa also because of the jealousy. So he tried to trouble the Sangha.
然后同样是那个安难尊者，还有那个摩诃南居士，这些人他们是他们这些行为差别很大。他说这个大家可以看，就是说，产陀这个人他虽然是一个王子，但是他是王族里边一个车夫。然后这提婆达多呢，虽然是一个王子，但是他在那个他也是释迦族里边这个地位比较低的王子。所以说这些在那个王族里边地位比较低的人，他们有一种自卑的情节。然后他因为这种自卑情节，所以到了那个。 到了他们进入僧团以后呢，他们就有一种倾向，就是要把自己变成一种大人物，然后那个他们特别容易对那僧团里边那些领导人产生嫉妒。
So now the Channa's mana conceit increased more when Ananda, Upali, was Mahanama, Anuruddha, when they were to get ordained. They told that we are Sakyans, our pride is very high. Therefore, if we ordain first, we'll be arrogant. Therefore, it is better to tell Channa to ordain before us, so that our arrogance will not be prominent. And they allow Channa to get ordained first, and then they will ordain after Channa. That is also how Channa's arrogance increased. Because they put him in such position, now they are what princes now. Channa was his charioter, just feeding the horses, carrying the whatever. He was not in high position. They put him to be get ordained first. So that is how his arrogance also increased.
阿难尊者，然后乌波离尊者，还有那个阿那利尊者，这些人就是一起出家的。但是后面后面后面后面这几个尊者故意那个在出家时候让那个禅宗排在前面，因为这几个尊者想要是我们那个出家以后，本来我们的这些国家呀什么什么地位就被上升高，然后出家时候我们那个出来以后，我们那个如果他还排在前面的话，我们会自认我们自己的慢性，所以他们出家时候故意让那个禅宗排在前面，让禅宗上面他们长辈。
Okay, now we'll see we can read this rule aloud. so that they can recollect it and understand, no?
然后张老师让我们这件事情给大家大声朗读一遍，嗯，是这样，嗯，若有申请难交的比库，当比库们在属于所诵范围，在属于所诵学说的范围内如法劝告时，他使自己不受劝告。请居士们不要劝告我任何善的或恶的，我也不会劝说居士们任何善的或恶的。请居士们停止劝告我。比库们应如此劝告那个比库，请居士不要使自己不受劝告，请居士使自己接受劝告。请拒受如法的劝告的比库们，比库们也将如法的劝告拒受。如此则世尊之众得以增长，这即是互相劝告，互相劝告，互相出罪。当比库们如此劝告那个比库时，若他仍然坚持，比库们应乃至第三次的劝诫那个比库使他舍弃。假如在乃至第三次劝诫时舍弃了，这实在很好。假如不舍弃，三个第三次。
Now here it says whoever bhikkhu is dupaccha jatiko means stubborn. And he has been told by the other monks, admonished by other monks regarding Udesa Paryapanesu Sikapadesu. So, now we explain what means Udesa Paryapana Sikapadesu. These are the Patimokkha rules. Now here we have two words, it's called one word Udesa. But in Pali we have other words called Nidesa and Patinidesa. Now I'm going to explain what this means.
然后呢，大家那个疑惑度脱，疑惑度脱的八十一页最后一个自然段，在属于诵的，这样开始解释一个在什么叫在属于诵的，其实在属于诵的就是说这个诵是指那个诵的那个巴蒂摩卡，就是说这个学术是来自于巴蒂摩卡。然后那个这个地方送了巴利词用的是五叠词，然后在巴利里边送还有其他两个词，然后张亮在这个地方给大家解释一下。
五叠词 it is the Patimokkha rules and Nidesa it is the explanation of the Patimokkha rule. All right.
然后。I should write for them.
Yeah, the word Nidesa is not there.
But I should write, otherwise they don't know what is Nidesa.
Ah, okay.
送的意思就是指巴蒂巴卡界里边那个学术，像我刚才说的一样。然后是那个送这个词还有另外一个词尼迪斯这个词，它是指对巴蒂巴卡里边那个学术的解释。
It is. Then we have another one. What is Patinidesa? Patinidesa, which is the commentary explanations. Commentary explanations.
So, this is canonical explanation?
Yes, canonical explanation. Okay. But in this case, let a commander is speaking.
Okay.
Because Udesa comes here, I have to explain, no? And then we have another term, Sahadamika. If he is admonished by other monks regarding not only Odesa Pariyapana, Sikabadas, but also Sahadamika, whose definition is called any rules whose the Buddha let down. And the word here, Dhamma, it is to the meaning of Sikapada. Sikapada, rules. Sahadamika.
So the difference between Sahadamika and Udesa is that...
Udesa Pariyapana, we finish this. It is Patimokkha rules. Mm-hmm. And Sahadamika means...
More broad.
Any other rule which the Buddha let down.
Okay. 第八章也第一讲到那个如法宣告里边那个如法是什么意思？这段文章就这个地方如法的，这样那个以后的这段里边最后一句说的已经就是，这是以佛陀所制定的学术，所得之名而宣告之意。这个地方佛陀所制定的学术，它的范围就比刚才的那个颂要广一些。那个颂指的只是那个巴提摩卡，就是你诵谢里边诵出的那些学术，但是这个地方那个佛陀所制定的学术就包括佛陀所制定的一切学术。
So, therefore, any bhikkhu who today, let's say in modern times, he is admonished by other monks regarding some rules, and he talks like that, who tells, don't tell me anything about bad or good things I've done like that, according to the rules. I also am not going to tell you anything about these things. You abstain from advising me. So that is where the monk says to take some action against him. So then, in order for that monk to fall in offense, the other monks had to come into the sima and make samanubhasana. Samanubhasana to him up to the three times. So if he does not give up his ideas, his attitude, then only he falls in sangha disciples. So then, now we're going to see the 70 ways of analyzing these rules. Rupaccha. Okay. Now here, the city is Kosambi, and we have already told about Channa, who is the person who initiated this rule. And the object is, he made himself unadmonishable by being stubborn and arrogant. Arrogant, that is the word. You tell them, arrogant.
教授就是下面也是前三场，然后前场因缘就是那个职业地点是那个校场，那就是高昌明，然后因为之前那个人就是那个鄂产托，然后事情是通过傲慢使自己不受教育。
This is also according to Panyati, this is Sadharana Panyati, this is common with bhikkhunis, even if bhikkhuni does like that, she also can be admonished up to 3 times, if she doesn't keep up, she can also fall into Sangha disease.
然后这是同意比库尼，如果比库尼这种态度，然后那个二三年三年不舍的话，他也是犯三个地界。
But I don't remember any bhikkhuni who did like that. 但是他是他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
如果要犯那个恶口性 TRG 的话，你必须是亲自去做这个事情，不能命令他人，不能通过命令其他人来犯。
Now here we have the same offenses like the previous offenses, which in Anusavana, for example, the first nyati takes place. If after the nyati he doesn't give up, it is lukata. And then after the two Anusavanas he doesn't give it to lachaya. And after the third Anusavana, the Sangha says.
然后你过犯这件事情过犯和上一犯有非常是基本上一样的，就是说第一时间那个这是在进行那个进告干嘛的事，然后已经在做了就动议，然后他还是不舍一进进哈犯恶作，然后已经在进行第二次宣告，他还是不舍得进进哈犯两个错罪，然后如果在第三次宣告他还是不舍的话，就犯三个罪行，所以这个地方三种过犯，三个罪行，错罪和恶作。
Now according to the non offenses are the same like Sangha Beda and Beda Anuvataka. Sangha Desha number 10 and 11. If he, for example, if he is not formally admonished, the Sangha does not make any Vinaya Kama against him, no Sangha Desha. If he keeps up his effort, his attitude, no Sangha Desha. If he is mad in the first word, no Sangha Desha.
然后这件事情非过犯与上一犯是一样的，只有那个放弃那个地方，他这好像译的有点错误，他不是放弃追随过犯，他追随过犯上一犯，而是只能放弃恶口性，然后其他都是一样的，就是说如果三没有对你进行劝告，那不犯三个罪行，如果你放弃这种态度，放弃这种努力的话，那也不是三个罪行，然后吃光心量吐脑，触犯者这都不犯。
So vipatti is again like sila vipatti, because all sangati says parajika and sangati says all sila vipatti.
失坏是戒失坏，因为对所有的那个巴拉吉嘎嘎桑那提提那，他们的失坏都是戒失坏。
We don't need to repeat this again and again.
这个我们不重复了。
So now regarding the factors, they are almost the same like sangati says number 10 and 11, but the first one is only which is different.Instead of making effort to schism, one makes an effort, as called, to be not to be admonished.
然后要素也就是知分也分是上一届非常类似，就是说上一届的第一条知识破僧，然后这一条届是自己处于那种拒绝是他入法交界状态，也就是所谓的恶口性，其他要素都是一样的。
So now the other factors.That the Vinaya, the monk says to carry Vinaya Kama, legal Vinaya Kama, to admonish him. If he doesn't give up, he fulfills this number two factor. After in the end of the completion of the Kama Vacha, he fulfills factor number three. And even if the completion of the Sangha, of the Vinaya Kama, he does not give up his effort and attitude, Sangha
defeats. 然后其他几个要素里面就比方说在那个他指这个执行干部不准，就是说谁在正式执法里面那个提出
见过动议，然后三次宣告，然后在三次宣告之后，还是他不改人自己立场和企图的话，就犯三万例了。他这几个要对犯三万例的整个过程一个描述。
So up to now, I don't know any other monk who like Chana who has fallen into some sort of offense.
到目前为止，我还不知道有那个是不是有其他比库像是那个禅头比库一样犯了这条戒。
Because to have this kind of big arrogance is not common. It's called megalomania. 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 This is an English word for that.
Okay.
Megalomania is like, as called, one thinks he's so big, so important, and becomes so arrogant.
Megalomania.
Megalomania.
Okay.
So, and we have no in any other case.In the Vinaya Pitaka or in other any report that such a monk was like Chana, he had this kind of megalomania.
因为那个，就是说，到目前为止，我们还没有见到一个人像那个禅头比库这么傲慢。然后这种傲慢，那是用世间词来讲，是那种自大狂。然后他说那个，到目前为止，我们还没有见到像禅头比库这么自大狂的人。
But that doesn't mean there are no monks who are arrogant, who get angry if you tell them to admonish them something like that, and they try to attack you. Therefore, you must also be careful. So, how to deal with these monks?
说，但是这并不意味着就是说现在这比库就没有傲慢的。然后这傲慢比库，如果你对他恶进劝告，他们可能对你产生嗔恨心，然后对你进行攻击。所以说我们要对这种人要那个特别小心。
Such ones, if they, if you advise them and so forth, something, they will attack you. They will tell you, you are the one who are bad. You are the one who don't care about Vinaya. I am the one who care about Vinaya. No, they will attack you. The other term that you are the one who.Had to be admonished about Vinaya, not me, myself. So, there are other monks like that, there are such monks like that. You can't avoid these things. So, but if they do it on a personal level, it's okay, but if they start inattacking the whole Sangha. Now, for example, many monks try to admonish them, and he attacks all the monks. Then, of course, the monks can take action against him. Take action. They like to carry on this kind of Sangha meeting in order to declare him a Sangha disciple offense.
No.如果他这种傲慢值，如果这个比库这种傲慢值限于个人层面而已，这还没有什么问题。但是如果说他对整个僧团都是这么傲慢的话，就比方说僧团里边许多人对金正权衡，然后他对所有这些人都是这种态度的话，那么僧团里边这些比库可能对金正参与唆使，然后集合起来那个做干嘛，然后对金正见告，然后宣告他为那个三个弟子上。
But nowadays we don't have monks so strong like Chana.Our monks are weak, spineless, to do such evil things.
所以说，但是，现在我们还没有见到像那个铲陀这么强悍的比库。我们这些比库还没有这么强悍的心去做这么邪恶的事。
They try to, these monks nowadays they try to attack one monk, but he cannot. They attack the whole sangha. They get scared.
那个。现在的比库基本上也就是，对，某，对，对，对某，对某，对某，对某，对某一个比库进行责难。一般来说，这些比库没有胆量对整个僧团进行责难，因为他们那个他们对其实如果对整个僧团进行责难的话，他们心里边有后怕。
We must be weak in doing akusala karma.But strong to make kusala karma. Okay.
所以说我们在那个做恶业时候，要让自己足够弱小。
I think we covered all points, no? There is nothing more from the Kanga Vajrayani. There are some other things what Kanga Vajrayani is easy to understand. You don't know, if you read the explanations are easy to follow, there is nothing more to be explained there.
这样是主持人的基础主要不同的讲然后那个一会都说里边他讲的相应然后都很容易理解我们就不去详细解释。
If you have any question, you can ask.
如果关于这条戒有什么问题大家可以问像刚刚翻译这样说的话这条戒只有对整个孙坛这样不受教劝告才会犯这条戒如果某一个人跟你说我劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你劝告你 听我劝告，他不听，
嗯、
再举行干嘛、
嗯？
还是第一个人劝告三次说、哦、他不听，直接上圣坛举行干嘛、嗯？这个流程是什么样？
So he's, so he's asking that, suppose there's only one, a certain people, who is always admonishing these people, and this and that. But these people refused his advice. But, and then, these people got angry and went to the Sangha to initiate, Samanubhasana. So and then the Sangha did the Samanubhasana to that monk. So in that case, will that monk found your Sangha decision by only one admonition?
One admonition?
It means there's only one certain bhikkhu who keeps admonishing him like that.
But he has to, you see, he can't carry this Vinaya Kama by himself alone.
Yes, yes, yes.
He has to convince other monks.
Uh-huh.
Convince other monks who can take his side.
Okay.
His side, as called, and he can get support from other monks.
Uh-huh.
He alone can't carry Vinaya Kama against the monk who, with whom he got angry.
Uh-huh.
And the other monks have to see whether actually the monk who wants to make this Samanubhasana Vinaya Kama, he has good reasons to do so.
Uh-huh.
And if really the other monk has broken precepts or rules which are against the Vinaya. So therefore, before making the Vinaya Kama, he has to get the support of other monks. If other monks don't give support, because they can't find any evidence, good evidence that the other monk is doing something wrong, he can't carry the Vinaya Kama himself.
So for this admonition, three supporters is enough. Yeah? So he only needs to give his three monks. To conduct
three months
enough. But there is no limitations for the number of admonitions. So one admonition is enough.
Admonition means now the monk who recites the
before the Vinayagama.
Accuser.
One accuser is enough.
Yeah, accuser. But the other monks should also accept what this accuser tells.
Okay.
They have to call the accused.
Oh.
Because you can't do like that. They have to be accused. Now, Chana was actually, other monks didn't want to call him because everybody knew that. he accused not one monk, many monks. They did not have any exceptional witnesses. They're witnesses themselves. Everybody was witness. But in that case, now we have to to interrogate the accuser and the accused. Why he accuses that monk? What the wrong things the accused monk has done.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now the other monks, they don't just foolishly start up to make a Vinaya Kama, because there will be illegal.
Oh, okay.
Illegal Vinaya Kama. So they have to accuse and find
why it will be illegal?
Illegal because they do it unjust, in a just way, because that monk does not deserve to be accused.
Okay.
So therefore, if he deserves to be accused, they must know how this monk did, what are the wrong things this monk did. And find out whether actually he did something wrong. If he did not something wrong because the accuser got angry, so and he accused in an unrighteous way, therefore they have to be cancelled.
So what if this illegal Vinaya Kama has been done?
It's not valid.
It's not valid.
It's not valid.
But who is going to declare that it is not merit?
Okay, that is different matter. But I mean, okay. Now his question is different now. Okay.
It's okay.
So because he will go now to other steps.
I know he's going to ask this. Kind
now of this kind of questions are called explained in let me see Mahavakapali, Kosambi.
Okay.
Kandaka, okay. The two last chapters the Mahavakapali.
Okay.
How to deal with such complicated situations?
Okay.
But I mean, the simple question what he's asked, the simple question is like that. You can't immediately go and accuse him, accept what the accuser tells, and he comes inside, runs inside the Sima and tells, I want to make to make Sangha Dissesa and so forth, to accuse him of Sangha Dissesa. Immediately he will start Vinayagam.
Okay.
It's not like that.
Okay. 他说他说他说你这个你这个是是是有一个人不签完的那个，然后那个人默契去，他是可以跟三个人说，但是他一个人没法做干嘛，他必须说服那个说服其他人，至少说服三个人，就是说那个你就是这个支持他这种意见，他才可以做干嘛。然后这三个人按照这个来讲，他也不应该说那个立刻听了他这么说，然后就去做干嘛。这三个人是他对的还是另外一个不对？
要调查清楚之后，他们才可以那个做做做做干嘛，这样。那个教戒劝告啊，教戒劝告的内容，就是佛陀制定的所有学处，而不是某个寺院某个派的传统啊，或者是一种习惯，是不是？我想问一下，他教戒只是戒律的东西，还是包括其他的东西，就好比你。 加上很脏，其实戒律没有说保持加上很多人很简单，说你三次、四次、五次，很多人都说你，那这算？
嗯。He's asking, is there any restraints about the content of admonishment? Should the content only about be only about the abhinaya rules that the Lord Buddha laid down, or it also involves any other? Traditional practices followed by the monks or something?
No, traditional practices are not the ground to accuse somebody, to make someone vasana for.
Okay.
It should be what the Buddha laid down.
你知道吗？翻译，这是佛陀制定的，只是佛陀制定的，其他的对其他东西你都不足以对应见告。就是说，如果大道好看某个。
新的行为准则啊，不符合出家人的，他肯定有想法嘛，那不符合，老师说，哎，你这样不对，这样不对，对，他这种劝告无数次也不会造成这个三个行善的。这些
事情都不足以对他进行谏告，就是正式的谏告，就是做干嘛的进行谏告，你可以不停地说，
对，
你可以不停地
说不是谏告，
对，
不能归类于谏告，
谏告是一种干嘛，对，是一种干嘛，对。
那个这个教戒劝告啊。 他分上座下座，就是说上座可以跟下座，我按照戒律我可以劝告，但下座看到上座了，是这样的。
So he's asking that is it allowable for a junior monk to admonish a senior monk? Is it allowable?
Junior monk to advise senior monk?
Yes,
of course. He can advise not only senior monk, he can advise the upajaya, the acharya also. This is the duty also, a duty of a pupil to advise his upajaya and acharya.
Okay.
If he sees that the acharyas they break a rule or they do something wrong, it's the duty of a pupil to
advise，他说那，他还可以给自己的戒师包括阿舍离提建议，然后这个不是他们的义务，就是作为一个弟子来说，这是你对我的。那他在提这个建议的话，是不是要说，凡间我有事情要求许可，对，这个之前说过要求许可，对，就我问一下这方面。So he's asking that if a junior monk wants to give advice to a senior monk, then he needs to take permission from that senior monk.
Yes, not even it's called even a senior monk who wants to advise another senior monk, he has to take permission.
Even a senior monk will also advise a junior monk.
Yeah. 他没有经过你许可就告。
他没合作，他没合作，你就。
但是这个教具算成立吧？
什么叫成立？你先告诉我什么叫教具成立？
他们说要一定要达到人家许可啊，我接受你，你开始说。
对。
你这个戒，这个戒不对，这个
对对
对
对对。
但是他没有经过你许可，直接跟你说啊，你这样教具不对，不对，不对。
啊。
这个是成立。
什么叫成立？
如法还是不如法？你明白，他你所说的就恶作而已。
对对对。
但是我想说说这个上个地下的三个戒，它算成立吗？
三个地下当然不成立，他没经过宣告怎么会成立呢？
不是说他里面还有一条，他说劝告者的语气一定要是如法之语吗？有些
他有说语气吗？
有
我看一下。
哦，不是那个如法之语。
如法之语是刚才张老已经解释过，他是什么叫如法之语？对佛陀制定学术，你这个教戒内容必须是佛陀制定学术讲完。
啊，跟他语气没关系，
跟语气没有任何关系。
他语气带有嗔心，他无所谓。
对对，
劝告就可以。
对对对。
那你就先问一下，他那个允许不允许是必要的程序在里面，还是
必要
程序跳过了还算是擅自戒报？
啊？
跳过这个允许就是批准
啊，
许可你的这个后面的擅自戒报还是成立的。
他是把这个戒告
和劝告
弄混了，
不是他是这个意思，他的意思就是说，比方说你那个劝告是不如法劝告，就是说你没有经过许可，然后直接劝告，然后你这个劝告本身犯了恶作，然后这种情况下，这种情况在后面再进行劝告。
我邀请你，我跟你说是你说不要说，如果说啊，你说三次劝告，这才是成立的，
不是。他是把那个劝告跟谏告，
不是不是
我，不是他不，
他听懂我的意思。
对，我在我这
劝告他不是那个干嘛上面的，
我
说的是劝告之前，他不班内说一定要 permission 嘛，一定要许可嘛，没有 permission 的话，成立不成立的
？OK。So he's asking like that. So before.When this monk is giving admonishment to another monk, he didn't previously ask permission from that monk. So because of this kind of ungranted admonishment, he fell into dukkha offense. But after that, still, based on this
admonition,
yes, based on this.A failed management. He tries to convince other monks that this monk is admonishable. So, and then did the Vinayakama. So will that Vinayakama be considered valid or not?
Valid.
Only
that monk falls for into offense. Uh-huh.To look at offense by not take the permission, but the rest is okay.
那个可没有问题，就是说你可以那对对进行监管，但是你还是那个恶作还是犯。
恶作还是犯，就是没有批准那个说这个时候可以直接说的。
你直接说，但是你会犯恶作，就这样。
对，只犯恶作。
对，只犯恶作。
那就还有一种情况，就说我请求你的许可，我要跟你说件事，对吧？
对。
他说你不要说。
啊。
那这个情况，我还是要劝告还是不劝告？
你劝告不劝告是你的自由。
就是说，他说你不要说，我还是劝告，那我就不犯恶作嘛，我就顶着恶作去犯这个事情。
哦，我明白你，So he's asking that he's making an attempt to admonish another monk, and he wants to ask for that monk's permission first.But when he did like that, that monk rejected it. He said that, no, I don't want to talk to you like that. So in that occasion, if he goes on to admonish that monk, will he find the documents or not?
I remember in such case.I don't have any such example. I can't remember any such example. Uh-huh. But the spirit of this rule of taking permission to talk, at me, it shows that if the other monk is ready to give you the permission, then only you can talk. Uh-huh. If he doesn't give the permission, you are not supposed to talk.
Okay. 首先这样说，首先他记不起这样的例子，但是有关许可，这条界精神就是这样的，就是说必须当他给你许可时，你才能继续讲，他不给你许可，你就不应该讲。
That is an occasion also to go and inform other sangha members that that monk is unadmonishable. He doesn't want to get admonished. So here they declare this monk is unadmonishable. This means dupaccha. And then they can take a step to make sangha disciple. This kind of anusavana. Samanubhasana to him. Samanubhasana means monks who can call him and to make samanubhasana to him. Why he is unadmonishable? Why he wants to not to get that admonition? So he has to get support from others. So then, therefore now, taking the permission is one, if he rejects, means he doesn't get admonished. Okay. So that monk who wants to try to admonish him, he should stop. Okay. Go inform other ones. And tell him, I want to tell him something. He doesn't get an admonition. He's unadmonishable. So the other monks will call him and ask him, why you not want to get admonishment?
Okay.
What's called admonition. So that is why they can actually start discussion in different level.
Okay.
Not why he is falling to offense, but why he doesn't want to get admonition.
Okay.
And that is for that you don't need to take permission.
Okay. So he's asking like that. So if he gave some advice to another monk, and that monk said, "Okay, it's no problem. I will accept your proposal," something like that. So then that monk accepted. But the second day, when he saw that monk, he's still doing the same kind of thing. But then he admonished that monk again. He said, "Okay, no problem. I will follow your advice." Then the third day, he saw that monk. He's still doing something like that. So what should he do in such a case? He's asking.
Yes, that is the one. Then he has to inform the teacher or something like that. Who have more authority to talk, no? Because now some monks they think they can be teachers for others. It's not good.
Okay.
So some pupils they know that he is not my teacher. Why I should follow his advice? They don't care. But if you talk with his teacher, who is the authority, you know, then of course it's much easier to correct him. That's called because some monks they don't care if you tell who are you to admonish me. So because you must not take it easy thinking that every monk will follow your advice. So it's better to talk with the teacher and give some evidence that this monk does something wrong. And what is wrong according to Divine, he does to remind the teacher. And the teacher, if he sees that actually it is fact, what you are telling, then of course he has to take some step and as an authority to talk to this man, to stop him to that. If he does not stop and so forth, that is, then the teacher has to deal with him.
Okay.
So then...
他说这是这样的，就是说，因为他那个僧那里边有这么一种情况，就是有一些比过自以为，有一些比过自以为自己可以做其他人老师，然后做起来对别人指手画脚，然后这样这样这正行非常不好的，然后他说这是因为这种行为，所以说你对某一个比过那个提供建议的时候，这些比过他可能不理你，因为他觉得就你像你看你像你像你有什么资格就这个教训，所以遇到这种情况的话，是只要说你如果你想他好像想为他进行教育的话。 你最好是找这个人介绍，或者找这个人老师给他反映一下这个情况，因为这个介绍或者这个老师，比你来说是更有权利教诫这个人的。然后，所以说不要以为就是所有人都会那个，请介绍这种建议。然后这然后你不就是告诉他介绍这个老师的时候，他那个介绍这个老师就有一个我觉得调查有点深，如果他确实做了什么不如法事情，他就有容让他终止做这个事情。如果说他还是不终止，还是想先念行为的话。
那就是那是圣人们就交给他介绍老师，让他介绍老师对他采取什么措施？还有，如果一个劝告者的语气啊，由一个人跑过来，他说一开始很好的，请批准我跟你说，但是一劝告啊，我跟你说，
不是开始那种后面的语气，
对了，就是说带有谦心的，他不是慈悲心的来教你，他带有谦心的，就好像一直盯着你的，就盯着你的，让你半截半截半截，好，犯了我就马上。 马上就在他那开始说你了，劝告你了。这种情况，怎么个回复法？怎么个应答法？我想问一下。
So he's asking that suppose he's admonished by some other monk, and that monk he can feel that he's admonishing him with anger, with wrong attitude. And wrong with speech. So in such a occasion, how should we respond to that one?
Yes, that is, he has to stick to facts. Whether he speaks, the other monk speaks with anger or not, is irrelevant. The main fact is that he has done things that he broke some precept, some rule.
Okay.
So, and he has to focus his attention not on the anger of the monk, focus on his purity of sila. And to be thankful to that monk who has reminded him that he breaks this rule. So anger is not an offense in such, because it's just an emotion.
Okay.
So then, from the Dhamma point of view, of course, now the Buddha advised to, if we were to generate some friendly feelings towards others, like metta, before talking. But if the monk can't restrain his anger, and he talks to you with an angry mood, but he tells facts. So we have the truth, that is truth. We have to accept that he tells the truth. In that case, you have to stick, focus on the truth, not to focus on the anger.
But if not, but if, what that monk is not fact, then?
If that monk does not focus on the truth, what?
If what that monk is not fact, then?
Of course, if it's not fact, no, you have to understand it's not fact.
Okay.
Then you can blame from both ways. He can play because he tells the facts,
okay.
And also because he tells it with anger.
Okay. 到底是不是事实？因为这个问题是这样，就是他说这件事情到底是不是事实，到底是不是事实？那然后因为这个问题是这样，就是仅仅对你有嗜心，这个是算不上犯戒，就对嗜心不算犯戒。但是从法的角度来讲，就是他对你说话来讲，确实是应该怎么虚此心，因为这是佛陀对我们的建议。但是如果说你确实犯了这个戒，那么你应该接受他的说法，而且对他应该有一种感恩的心，一种感恩的心。 但是如果你理解他说的东西不是事实的话，那你可以对他进行反击，就是说你犯了两个错误：第一，你说的东西不是事实；第二，你说这话时对我还有深度。对，
那我这个问题正好。 但你提出来的话，我们应该是针对的。就说对创造者的内容啊，他说的这样，我是有疑义的。我再怎么出走，我可能跟他吵啊，但是吵来吵去没意义啊，那怎么办？谁来决决定你到底是犯了还是没犯？
So for example, that if he and he, this monk who the monasteries and himself has different understandings of Vipinna. So because of this, their quarrel cannot lead to any conclusion. Cannot lead to any conclusion. So if he understands this, then what to do for him?
If he understand this?
Yes, I understand that this conversation cannot lead to any conclusion because they have different kind of understanding of Vinaya rules. So because of this, this kind of quarrel cannot lead to any conclusion. So if you understand this fact, this kind of fact, then what should they do?
Yeah, they have to discuss with a knowledgeable man. They have to go and find the solution. Taking advice from another man who is knowledgeable, who can show them the text, who can show them some evidence actually by doing some wrong thing, unfortunately, this offense. What is Dukkata, Dulacaya, Sanghadisaya? Because we may dispute what is Dukkata sometimes, what is Dulacaya or Sanghadisaya? We dispute about that. So then a knowledgeable monk can find out. Now we have, for example, that's why we study the Vinaya. So to avoid such quarrels. That is also a kind of way for us to understand, to have some grasp, and not to start quarrels with others, which can cause us cause conflict. But even others, for example, start to blame us. We know we can check what are the factors for this offense. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did I fulfill this? Did I fulfill that? I did not fulfill that. Then you can show the other monk. Yeah, I did not fulfill this factor. Why you blame me? And then it's easy to solve the problem. If you don't know anything, you feel, oh, guilty, maybe I've done something wrong. And you also get angry. And then attack. And the problem. That's why now we have to study Vinaya very well. Not only to protect ourselves, but also to protect other monks who are victims of ignorance.
Okay. 他说这样的，他的那个。如果遇到这种情况，你应该找一个有知识的比库，就是知识比较渊博，然后那个懂律藏的比库，然后他会把这个。
好，老师找戒师最好。
他没有这么说，但是他是找有那个有知识的比库，然后他能够把律藏里边相关抄文那个指出给你们看。他说，然后我们那个之所以在这里学习戒律，也是为了避免这种争吵。避免这种争吵，然后避免和别人发生冲突，然后就这样。如果我们学了戒律以后，就别人说偷我们，而且来责备我们的话，我们自己可以查。这条戒律里边什么要素？我们做这个事是不是已经满足这些要素？然后但如果你不知道的话，那别人也用情绪对待你，你可能用情绪对待他，是这样，结果就导致争吵，导致打架。然后所以说我们学习戒律就可以帮助我们自己，也可以帮助别人那些。由于对戒律无知，而被自己的无知所害的人，对。
那有种情况我不知道算不算劝告
啊？
受持我们都知道是那个2.5万次，
对，
对吧？
对，
这是戒律上面明文规定的。
对。
但有些比丘他的习惯就是说，你要靠我很近，我才认为这是受持。你不要以为你2.5，离我2.5范围之内，他感觉比较远，其实在2.5范围之内，他觉得。这样不能管，你
要
一定要到我这里来
受持。他们
对，你才过来，这才是受持，这是劝告。如果另外一个人被受持的人，他不高兴，我跑过去，我就直接在你面前送不好了，我不要跑到你旁边去。这是不受劝告还是什么情况？你们就是说，大家都戒律啊，其实说这个范围，但是有些人习惯，就像你一定要到我旁边来，我觉得我这样吃东西。算受过食我比较安心，你在我面前在那里受食我就不安心，算受食，那大家理解就有分差了嘛，那算不算清高呀？
So he's asking that, for example, if during the ritual of offering food, so when someone offered food to Bhikkhu, so the distance should be 2.5 cubits, be 2.5 cubits, but in practice, some people feel that this distance should be less than that, so that they can feel safe. So even if you are within the distance of 2.5 cubits towards that people, this people tell, no, please come closer, because otherwise I feel it is not safe. Something like that. And the examiner told that, no, I won't do like that, because that cause some trouble for me. So then he's really offered the bhikkhu food within that distance. So he's asking that in such a situation, will that examiner be considered as unadmonishable or not?
Unadmonishable in the sense now, you see, because we have seen unadmonishable according to what rules what the Buddha laid down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is what unadmonishable. Mm-hmm. We have to see a Patimokkha rules.
Uh-huh.
Now this Hatapasa comes under this Patimokkha rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will find other rules about how to offer the food and so forth. Now if it is in a reasonable distance,
uh-huh,
which actually you can see that is less than, it's called 2.5 cubits.
Mm-hmm.
But the other monk, he says, no, to be 1 cubit inside, come closer and so forth. Then, the Samanara, if he thinks already 2 cubits,
mm-hmm,
yeah, it's called good enough. He does not want to come close.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he still offers to the monk.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, no, you can't tell that, Samanara is according to the Vinaya Patimokkha rule,
mm-hmm,
it is unadmonishable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it is within reasonable distance,
mm,
even if some other monks can see it, yes, you tell, yes, he is good enough,
mm,
within good distance.
Mm.
So therefore, in that case, no, you can't tell that monk, that someone else unadmonishable.
Mm.
So it can be also that the other monk, it is too scrupulous. Scrupulous, he thinks is too far, which is already too near, actually. So in that case now you can't blame that someone else.
他说这个问题是这样，他说首先因为根据律藏的话，你要说你是恶口天的话，首先你这个劝告者你必须是如法的劝告，你必须是如法的劝告。那这个在律藏里边已经非常明确的规定，就是一个生者所及到底有多远。那么如果说你当时担心受持的时候，你这个就是从肉眼来看，你受持的距离也已经在一个生者所及之内的话，然后他还是觉得很多遗憾，让你靠近
一个生者所及，2.5万尺。
一点一生所及不就2.5万尺啊？那一生所及之内，然后一生所及之内，然后但是就是在其他人看来，就是这个也非常明显，就是说你已经在一生所及之内，然后他还是坚持那个什么哈？那他这个这个建议其实是不如法的
啊。
对，所以说你不他不你不是恶口天，然后他也不一定责备你，是这样。
But now regarding these things is better now for someone else in order to avoid any conflict.
Okay.
Because it's just trivial matters, no?
Okay.
Trivial matters. So then, if that monk has the custom to receive it, his pindapata very close by.
Uh-huh.
So you better go close and offer it.
Uh-huh.
It depends from what kind of tradition monks come. Now, for example, you go in Thailand,
uh-huh,
they want to offer it in a handkerchief.
Okay.
So then you can't tell this monk, why try abusing?
Uh-huh.
Because say you put it in a handkerchief or put it in his hand,
uh-huh,
the samana does not commit any wrong.
Uh-huh.
So then, therefore, in order to avoid any conflict for these trivial matters, just follow what that monk wants you, wants Samanera to do.
我知道，我举这个例子，我想确定一下，这个他的算不算劝告而已。请这个只不过是个例子。能否解释多一点？
Yeah, but if it by accident happens like that, now of course, if it is the Samanera is already in reasonable distance, so you don't need to blame the Samanera.
还有问题没有？待会还有其他问题。
嗯，我前面想问一下，就是像有时候就那种防备的心多于那种就是大家心意的心的话，那就反过来讲，
防备的心多于什么？
就心意的那种心意，就大家一起那个和的。我想问，就是有什么样的一个素质，让斯里兰卡本地的那些僧众他们能够就？我看他们那个表情，或者是聚在一起时总是乐呵呵的，是什么因素或者什么样的一个素质让他们能从另一个角度来？我 想问一下，是他们的那个民族的性格，这个我觉得挺有兴趣去了解，所以。
He is asking that what kind of qualities that a monk is endowed with that will make harmonious sangha. So, for example, that will make harmonious sangha.
Ah, harmonious.
So he is asking that. For example, he saw
then kochir kena ekak peter kena so you can ask I'm not thinking do you need you can anybody can take
that
is
the
same as the other one okay let me tell you that the anybody who is likes can do it
so he is asking that for example he saw something in his mom who is always very happy and then he's asking that what kind of quality that makes them so happy, so harmonious with others, so friendly? What kind of qualities is that?
So, yes, and what you know, we have to first care for your own purity, your own purity of sila. This is the priority we have to keep. So, not to care too much about the purity, impurity of other sila.
Okay.
If you care too much, you will be worrying too much.
Okay.
Then problems in your mind, your peace will break down.
Okay.
So therefore now, and one good advice from the Buddha in this in Dhammapada, it says, okay, you can first explain this.
首先一个非常重要的素质就是一定要注重自己的戒律心性，而不要太注重他人的戒律是否听。然后一个。在法句经里边，佛陀曾给过这样一个建议，然后他会解释这样哈。
So now, in the Dhammapada, the Buddha tells, "Attanan yeva pattaman pati rupe nivesaye." That means one should first establish oneself first in what is suitable. Suitable means sila, samadhi, panya. Otherwise it'll be long.
This half sentence is difficult for me to translate because there's only half sentence. It's not the full sentence.
Yeah, that is the main thing. The main thing. First step. Okay, first step is that. Then I will tell the second step.
Okay. 知道什么是如法，什么是不如法。
Then the second step is attanyan anusaseya nakiliseya panditu. Means then only if one already established first oneself, if there is some case which you have to admonish others, then you can admonish. Okay, in that case, the Buddha tells a pandita, a wise monk, is not get defiled. Okay. Because once you establish yourself, then you are strong in your practice, then you are able to admonish other monks, and you know how to do that. And you don't, fall into conflict. Because you already have the experience how to admonish others, so in that case now you don't create conflict. Even if you want to admonish, you are not supposed to admonish, but in case you are going to admonish, you will have the skill. The skill for to admonish. Because of having that skill, as a wise man yourself, you are not get defiled. Defiled means defilements in your mind. That you have done something wrong, and you feel guilty, or like that.
然后第二句话的意思就是智者知道如何去教诫别人，而不是在教诫过程中被自己的烦恼所误染。
So now we are get ordained not to liberate others, is to liberate ourselves. Therefore, if we ask for samanera ordination, we tell sabba dukkha nibbana satchikaranataya, pappajetamampande,
who tell Bande, you ordain me for the, the escape of all suffering and the realization of Nibbana. That is our aim, not for the escape to liberate others from suffering and to make others attain Nibbana. So therefore, the priority is our, okay. We have to see how we can develop sila samadipanya as much as possible and avoid looking at the faults of others. Okay. So in that case now you can, you have an orientation and direction in your life. Okay, and you clean first your path. Clean your path. So whatever obstacles are there.
他说那个我们出家的目的不是使他人解脱，而是自己解脱。他说那个所以说我们在那个沙弥拉那个出家仪式里边有那个有那句话，就是那个萨巴杜克尼萨尔，你把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那把那
出一次名而剃度，是吧？这段话里边可没有说是那个为了使他人从一切苦中出离，为了那个他人证悟涅槃，这里面没有这样的话。所以我们出家的目的首先是为了让自己从苦中出离，为了让自己证悟涅槃。所以优先的事情永远是那个培养自己的戒定慧，而不是想如何去看待他人。首先应该清除在自己修道上的那个障碍。
So if there is any problem, any conflict, so it's better to get advice from a senior monk or a teacher. So if other monks, for example, blame you for this or that, you don't become stubborn, arrogant. You go and ask the teacher, Bande, I did this, somebody blame me, it is correct, it's not correct. So then, in that case now, if the teacher tells you something, you must also have some knowledge. We need to check. Sometimes the teacher is wrong. Maybe the teacher misunderstand or something. So they are able to check. Therefore, our task is to learn as much as possible. And as the Buddha said, Bahusudo, to become as much as possible learned. This knowledge is a liberation for us. Okay. If you have incorrect knowledge, there will be all time some obstacles in life. If you have correct knowledge, you can also correct your practice, correct your ideas about what the Buddha was teaching and also you have a correct understanding. So therefore now this knowledge can be a liberating vehicle for you.
嗯，他说这样，他说那个，如果跟那个跟其他比丘发生什么争吵的话，一个很好的建议就是，首先去问自己的那个上座或者老师，那个就问这种情况应该怎么办？就是如果有其他人过来教训你，不要表现的那个，如果其他人过来教训你，一定不要表现出傲慢，不要表现出固执。而是先接受，然后问自己老师应该这个事到底是对是错，然后在有些情况下，老师可能那个误会你，或者那个老师他老师自己也有可能犯错误，那这种情况下，自己应该根据那个巴黎三藏来那个检查老师那个是否有错误，但是不管怎么说，应该尽可能多多学习，就是说，错误的知识呢。对你的修行是一种障碍，然后那个正确知识和正确理解，是你解脱的一个方面。
So therefore now, of course now, Vinaya is not the only way you will by learn correct Vinaya, practice correct Vinaya is not the only way you can eradicate your defilements. Meditation also must incorporate in your practice. Meditation. Therefore now you have, that's why the Buddha tells his teaching Dhamma Vinaya. Dhamma Vinaya. Means you have the Dhamma and you have the Vinaya. Now Dhamma it is what you practice, meditation, you learn about other things, how to control the defilements, how to suppress the defilements, how to eradicate the defilements. Therefore now, Dhamma and Vinaya should go hand in hand. That's why we learn Vinaya, but we have to learn Dhamma from that side also. So if there is any problem, then you have a balanced way how to be in harmony with yourself, in harmony with others.
So he's asking that,他说那个学习戒律并不是唯一的手段，他说学习戒律还必须要有禅修，还必须要与禅修相结合，所以说佛陀说他的教法是法和律，法呢包括学习教理，也包括禅修，学习怎样断除烦恼，怎样修若烦恼，然后所以说学习法和律，实践法和律应该携手共进，这样才能达到那个自己与自己和谐，和自己与他人和谐。
Okay, just this is brief explanation. Brief
explanation.
所以我原来看这个在其他的讲过，就是如果得罪阿罗汉，他会列成七块。
Okay.
So he's asking that he heard somewhere that if someone blames an arahant, his head will be broken into seven pieces. But this monk China has blamed so many arahants. How can he survive so many blaming? He's asking.
No, it is not blaming Narahat seven pieces, I don't know. He was not blaming, he, now, guessing the way Chana did, actually, now, he will, Sariputta and Moggallana, they would tell him, you don't deserve to be chief disciples. We are, our Buddha is ours. We are from the Sakyan clan. So then, he will tell such words to them. He will not tell something that they blame that Sariputta Moggala did broke any precept or any rule, anything wrong like that. So he tried to put them down. That is also akusala karma. You can't tell like that. But it's not that his head will split into seven pieces in the sense, but this is said in different contexts. It's not about blaming. What is the sutta? What is he can tell me some passage?
让这个人他并没有诽谤这些圣者，他只是比方说他遇到那个舍利弗的目犍连那个，但是你们这些人不配做佛陀圣者的弟子，因为那个佛陀是我们家的人，你们哪配能做佛陀圣者弟子？然后所以他没有遭战，不善于，但是这个和那个不太一样。
然后长老想问你啊，就是你说那个，头里人七瓣那个是哪部经典里面看到的？就是好像，但是好像这个语境不太一样，啊？法地心语的。这法地心语的他是这样讲的，就是当时的话有这么两组人，一组人呢他修行比较好，但是在从山阴里修的比较厉害，已经修到阿拉汉这个程度了，另外一组人呢他经论比较。
比较厉害，那么他这个弟子呢，这个从僧侣出来的这个修行比较好的人呢，他到经论里面来拜访，所以呢，这个经论修的比较好的人看不起这些穿破破烂烂的人，所以佛陀知道这个事情，赶快到现场去防止那个修经论比较好的人呢，说这个这些人修到阿罗汉，头破裂成七瓣，防止什么？
防止他那个修就是经论比较好的人呢，指责这个这些这些人，他一指责的话，他的头就会变成七。
So he's asking that, his telling that there's a Dhammapada story. So before there are two groups of monks. One group are very good meditators, who have already attained arahantship. But the others are well versed in the canon. So they are very good scholars. So when those meditators started to visit those scholars, but these scholars show some contents to the meditators because they are poorly dressed. So then, they're going to start to blame those meditators. So the Buddha appeared at that scenario, because if he didn't appear and stop these scholars from blaming the meditators, those scholars had will split into 7 pieces.
It depends on the blame, I don't know, because I have to see the story and so forth and see what are the words they used.
Uh-huh. So, 他说这个是那个取决于你使用的或者是什么样颜色来诽谤那个阿拉汉。然后他说他要看，他说过会儿他看一下那个故事，就是那个故事，他那个关于诽谤到底是怎么说的。
当时是这样说的，那个佛陀后来又说，他把那个比喻，他说这个从生命出现这些人，他们是就是像那个。就说有一群羊，它有一牧羊者跟羊群的主人一样，这些人是羊群的主人。他说：“你们这些人是牧羊者，你只是对这个财产啊这些只是看守，他们是真正享受这个羊群跟牛群。”是这样的。
So he's telling that in that story, the Buddha told the scholars that.Assimilate that those scholars are just like shepherds of a goat herd, shepherds of a group of goats. But those meditators who have already attained are like the owners of the goats or something like that. So he's telling.
This is maybe the first chapter, no?In the end of the Yamaka Vaga, the first chapter of Dhammapada.
He said that it might be the Fa Jing Jing 第一品, the Shuang Ping 里面的故事,
right? Yes. So then, but I have to check what are the words they used. Uh-huh. Now in that channel, he used other words, no?
Mm-hmm.
He used other words. Now, for example, if he accused the Sariputta Moggallana, he tries to put them down, not on the position. On the position they have, no. That he did not try to put them down as meditators or as an arahats like that. Not that, but the position of to be the chief disciple, he did not like it. And that's why he tried to put them down. It's not that the arahatship, he did not question the arahatship, he did not question the higher knowledge, whatever, abhinyas and all the things they have. He did not question that. He questioned the position. Why they should be the chief disciples? Because they don't deserve, from our family should be somebody who should be, chief disciples, not they who come from different families. Therefore it is about the position, regarding the Buddhist chief disciples, who should deserve to be chief disciples, who should not deserve to be chief disciples. Therefore, this kind of claim is not about questioning the arahatship, whether they are good meditators or bad meditators, but it is about like worldly things about the position. Another thing now, Sariputta and Moggallana did not appoint themselves as chief disciples, it is the Buddha who appointed them as chief disciples.
It is the
Buddha who appointed them chief disciples. But then he started questioning that. Why it should be like that?
Uh-huh.
Try to put them down. So it's nothing to about attainments. Attainments and spiritual attainments is about the position. Why they should get the position. It is somebody from our family should have this position, not somebody who comes from different families.
他说这个问题是这样，他说那个就是他还是要看一下，就是那个学校里人是怎么贬低阿拉汉的。他说这个，然后那个产多这个贬低，他说 他不是质疑，就是那个舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者，他们是不是阿拉汉？他们有没有神？他们是不是好的善友者？他不是质疑这个，他所质疑问题只是他们在僧团当中应该处于什么样的地位？因为他说白了，他就是嫉妒，就是舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者他们是上首弟子。然后这里边有一个问题，就是说舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者他们自己从来没有自称在佛陀教法中我们俩是上首弟子，这个他们从来没有这么说过。这个他们上首弟子这件事，佛陀说他们是上首弟子，佛陀这么宣告的。但是就是这个很多这个人，他只是对这个现象看不惯，所以他一定要往下踩着两步。仅仅是这样而已。
That is also bad. That is also bad karma. That's why he had to suffer, because ultimately all the monks stopped him, talking to him. And then for several months he really was suffering. He was suffering. Then he repented, and then he had to ask for Ananda and ask for, and Ananda advised him. And ultimately he practiced and so forth, he had an arahatship.
Mm-hmm. 但孟子说他这种行为也是一种恶业，然后像这种恶业确实让他受苦了，就是说他被整个僧团给治愈，然后他在几个月之内他其实非常非常痛苦，然后产生很多智慧，然后后来他又像安南尊者忏悔，然后请行中告，然后安南尊者给他建议，然后他后来好好修行才真的阿拉汉果。
我们接着问一下，那个他降到法空间的佛方丈，就佛方圣者，他的那个要素能怎么讲？
So he's asking that there are five kinds of antararikas for attaining jhanas and get rebirth into higher realms. So he's asking that among those five antararikas, there's one kind of antararika called blaming the aryabhugara, something like that.
Yeah.
So he's asking what are the factors of blaming aryabhugara?
Aryabhugara is that have not attained what they have attained. That they have not attained what they have attained.
Okay.
So these you question also that they are Aryabhugalas itself. Aryabhugalas, they look down upon as Aryabhugalas, they have never attained like that. And I will give an example.
就是首先你自己你没有证得那些那个圣人所证的法，然后你又瞧不起那圣人，然后他给你举一个例子。
So now there is a story. There was a Sotapanna and Arahat. They used to go for Pindavata. So then, one day, that Arahat, he happened to have some stomach problem. And then, when people offered rice gruel, as soon as he received the rice gruel, he sat down somehow in a corner inside the village, and he merely drank that rice gruel because it was hot, good for the stomach. So now usually he has never done that before, and the Sotapanna monkey thought, look, this man becomes so greedy. He did not know that he's arahat. The Sotapanna did not know that he's arahat. Become so greedy. Even in the middle of the village, he goes and drinks his rice gruel. He can't wait, and so forth, even for that. And he looked down upon that arahat. He thought he is of low value. How he can do like that? So then, that arahat did not tell anything. But after that, because he saw that Sotapanna, he is starting changing his attitude. He tried to put him down like that, and whenever that arahat talks, he will try to interrupt him like that with an angry mind. So then an arahat saw what happened with him, why he changed his attitude. And because that arahat had the ability to read the other's mind, he saw that if this Sotapanna could use like that and so forth, that will be as called Aryopavada, which is an obstacle for him. Okay, obstacle. So then, he admonished him. I can't remember what the words he told. He admonished him that something indirect way, that, and ultimately that Sotapanna asked for forgiveness. So that was in a way how he
what treat of this Aryabhavad? And here we have an example that you see in Aryabhugala. You don't know this Aryabhugala is Arahat. And you try to put him down because he does some action, you think he's not proper for monks. He cannot be a noble person. And you question his nobility. Nobility means Arya status. So that can be an obstacle for you. So now, when Chana did not do like that. Chana did not do that. He did not question that Sariputta and Moggallana are Arahants. Okay, he did not question anything like that. They have attained, they are very wise and so forth, very good. But he questioned only the position. Do they deserve to get the position of a chief disciple of the Buddha? So therefore now, where Chana's case was not Aryabhavada. It was not an obstacle for him to get Arahatship, but it was, he got his karma bhaga, but the whole Sangha to humiliate him by not talking to him. So that is one way how Aryabhavada can take place.
他说这个别人举例子就是说以前有一个正处国甚至和一个阿拉汉那个这正阿拉汉正的一块去那个村里边喝过然后那个阿拉汉他那个那天那个胃上嘛就是热的热的热的米粥然后那个阿拉汉他拿着热米粥他挺高兴因为这个热米粥就是说这那个如果你快喝下去对他这个胃病也好处 然后就那个就接着热米粥立刻就到村上门口角落人很快速把这个米粥一喝完了然后这个正处国人他不知道这个阿拉汉的这件有病然后他看了这个阿拉汉能吐到食物就立刻把这食物吃了然后想这个他也不知道他正阿拉汉然后他就想这个人为什么如此贪心然后就拖不了一半然后结果就忍住把食物吃了然后而且开始鄙视他 然后就被阿拉汉说话，经常被打断，然后态度也很不恭敬。然后这个阿拉汉发现，这个人这个态度怎么变了？然后之前不是这么不恭敬。然后他就他心通，就看这个出火圣者心里边到底发生了什么事，然后他就知道这么回事。他知道这么回事之后，他就知道，如果说他继续这种态度的话，对他自己进一步战胜果实是这个账的。然后他就有一种方式，他说这个故事这个细节他忘了，他说这个阿拉汉用一种方式暗示这个出火圣者，说你其实是在那个。 诽谤圣者，甚至是在诽谤圣者。然后这个会对你那个自己修行是一种障碍。然后这个出火圣者知道这个以后，就立刻跟阿汉那个去上，然后就摆脱这个诽谤圣者的障碍。然后他说，所以说诽谤圣者的东西，首先就是说你没有证到他所证的境界，然后你就是你去质疑他是不是真的证的那个圣果，然后你。 瞧不起他那个修行境界，他说，在那个禅宗尊者这个例子里边呢，他并没有去质疑，就是那个舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者，你们是不是阿拉汉？然后你们的知识是不是像向你表现那么广博？他只是在质疑，就是说这两个人是不是在僧团里边具有那样的地位？ 这个不是圣法完全，这个不是，这个不是出世间法，这个完全是圣法，就是说的，你们在圣坛里边是不是有这个地位？所以说禅宗尊者这个例子，他并不是那个诽谤圣者，也不是一种证得那个，禅那或者往生境界一种是障碍，但这只是一种恶业，但是他这种恶业，他就有点这个，对，对。
For now, usually, there is a practice in Sri Lanka. If monks start to meditation, they ask forgiveness of Buddhas, Pacheka Buddhas, Arahats, and so forth, who in the past, that if they have done something wrong towards them, to ask forgiveness. So, and in order to avoid this kind of obstacle, obstacle towards Sangha and Mokha. Sangha and Mokha means for heaven, to be reborn in heavenly world or to attend Mokha, which is liberation from samsara.
So, 佛陀必至佛，然后阿拉罕，然后其他一切那个圣者都做一些错事，然后向他们请求原谅，而这样的话就能让自己在凡尘过程摆脱这些那个自己以前所做的诽谤圣母犯，然后这个意思。
那种能力，第二个话他开始有那个质疑，第三他有一个动机，他的心是鄙视，或然后这个动机他可以用生或语来表，生或语来犯，然后就构成了那个就诽谤圣者的赞，这个是吗？就动机的话就是应该是鄙视，他不是那他等会儿吧，就这么一个动机，就这个。
So he has concluded four factors for this Aryupavada. According to your instruction, he said that the four factors are that he himself has not attained that sort of status that he is going to question. He himself has not that kind of status attained. That kind of status that he is going to question. This is the first factor.So the second factor is that he started to question the Aryabhugar, whether he has that kind of Arya status or not. This is a second factor. The third factor is that he has the motivation of contempt or belittle the other monk. And the fourth factor is that he made some effort to do that. So this is his conclusion.
Good. So then, but now you see, now regarding the first factor, it can be also, for example, now Sotapanna may try to put down another Sotapanna.
Okay.
Could be they have the same attainments, but he is starting questioning whether that person is Sotapanna. So then it's not now, I give this example with an Arahat, but can be all the same like Sotapanna, like that, even...Sakadagami, he tries to put down another Sakadagami, for example.
But it is not possible for a Sakadagami to put down a Sotapanna.
Can. So, all these are contributes, even Arya Bhugalas, they can fall into Aryopavada, for example. Because now, you see, except Arahats who have no any attachment or repulsion, attraction or repulsion to objects.Okay, they have chalang upeka. Upeka means completely equanimity in the senses, in the mind. So, others do not have this equanimity. Okay? So, if they see an object, they try to rationalize why it should be like that, should not be like that. So, they can't keep equanimity in the scene just to see only what is that. In the scene will be only the scene.In the hearing, only the seeing, hearing.
Okay.
Now, this kind of equanimity can be attained only by arahats. But anagamis, sagadagamis, sotapanas, they don't have this kind of equanimity, this full-fledged equanimity. Then they will immediately can jump into wrong conclusions, sometimes. It's not so common for Aryabhugalas. But it immediately can come to a wrong conclusion, criticize somebody, which can be wrong criticism. That itself can define the mind.
他说这个问题是这样，就是关于一个字总结是对的，然后是但是是关于第一点，就是说第一点，他说这个可以是比方说两个说，那个一个出果生质疑另一个出果生，这也是有可能，甚至他说那个一个二果生质疑一个出果生，或者一个三果生质疑一个二果生，这也是可能，但是阿拉汉是不可能，就是说阿拉汉他是不会出现这个诽谤圣者症，但是其他的圣人来讲，他是可能会出现诽谤圣者症，因为只有阿拉汉能在一切。只有阿拉汉能在一切状况下保持完全实性，其他的那个其他圣者，他仍然会对恶境产生一定的排斥。然后，只有阿拉汉才能做到那个见只有见，闻只有闻。其他圣者仍然可能对那个其他圣者仍然可能对别的圣者产生错误的批评， 记忆中不完整的那个信息对先生的阐述。对，
然后第三个就是他用的那个心，如果不是那种嗔心的鄙视，他是用一种就是怀疑的那种心，对对对，他是不是啊，然后就这样谈论，他用言语来表达的，那在这个情况下会构成那个诽谤障碍。
So he's asking that if the motivation is nothing about contemplation, but it's only out of some doubts that he's discussing this issue with somebody else. So in such case, is it possible for that monk to point to Aryabhava?
No, it's not possible, because doubt is not a strong position. You don't take any position. No? Uh-huh. You have doubt, but you don't have a strong position. But in contemplation, you come already to a strong position and tell, this must be. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And you are convinced, mm-hmm. you are convinced that it should be like that.
Mm-hmm. 他说是这个不会见诽谤。如果是你是有怀疑的话，你自己没有采取某种立场。但是如果是你是鄙视他的话，你自己已经采取了很强烈的立场。然后你对你这种力量很自信，所以只有那种东西才会陷入诽谤。
关于这种那个就是去除诽谤障碍，就按照清净之道的去除诽谤障碍的方法去去除，就对，就可以把这个障碍给取决好，是吗？
So he's asking for this kind of Aryabhava, if he wants to remove this kind of obstacle, so he should just follow the instruction from the Visuddhimagga concerning this issue. That is enough.
Yes, no. Visuddhimagga gives some instructions. Either one has to go and meet that person personally and ask forgiveness. That's why also we, when they make vandana, we ask forgiveness if we have done something by body, speech, and mind. With the three doors. So, or if that person has left, and we know that he has gone to a different place, the Visuddhimagga advice is to turn to that direction and mentally make it as called some wish or something like that, so that he may forgive me that I have done something wrong to him. So, and the third step is now, for example, now Buddhas, Vacheka Buddhas and Arahats who happened to pass, we might have met in the past, we never know, in past lives. Now they are no more present. So then I've told you this, in Sri Lanka there is a practice, before meditation, we ask forgiveness from them, whatever we have done by body, speech and mind. May these Buddhas, Vacheka Buddhas and Arahats, if we have done something wrong to them, may they forgive us.
他说：“那个是你就可以这样的清净道场里边建议是说，他说他总结清净道，他说清净道的建议大概分三个方面。然后如果说你对自己诽谤的人，如果你还有机会当面见到他的话，那你应该当面对他请求原谅。然后这也是个原因，就是为什么我们在礼敬上座的时候，最后一定有一句话，就是如果我在那个圣遗下面对你造过对上座造成恶意的话，就请求原谅。就是那个礼敬上座有这么一句话，这是其中一个原因。然后。”第二种情况是说，如果上座已经离开了，那么你应该面向他离开，他离开那个方向，然后才能在心里边向请求原谅。然后第三种情况就是，比方说就是那个诸佛诸阿拉汉，就是他们这种已经去世的这种，那你在过去世可能那个曾遇到过他们，然后可能曾对他们造过诽谤恶意，所以说这个就是只能是你就在斯里兰卡上的就是在禅修之前，现在是对过去的这些诸佛诸比丘诸阿拉汉请求原谅，就是分这三种情况。
This time is over. But the questions are over, I don't know. Time is over, but the questions are not over, no? Okay, so then we'll continue tomorrow, no? 7:30 tomorrow,
okay.
Not 2 o'clock.
Mayakatam punyansa minanumoditabham
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sarina katam punyam mayam dattava.
Sadhu sadhu, anumoditava.
Sadhu sadhu anumodami. Mukha sadhana tena katam sabham achayam gamadme bhante.
Kamadhu. Shukyoda dukrosa nibbana pacho. So anybody likes it, we can offer, no? If they like some of the monks, they like to have, you take. I'm not taking because they have put white sugar inside, I'm not staying. Yes, translator, yes.